శంకరం శంకరాచార్యం కేశవం బాదరాయణం సూత్రభాష్యకృతౌ వందే భగవంతౌ పునః పునః ఈశ్వరో గురురాత్మేతి మూర్తిభేద విభాగినే వ్యోమవద్వ్యాప్తదేహాయ దక్షిణామూర్తయే నమః. ఓం సహనావతు సహనౌ భునక్తు సహ వీర్యం కరవావహై తేజస్వినావధీతమస్తు మా విద్విషావహై. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి.
టుడే వి విల్ లుక్ అట్ శాంతి మంత్ర. భద్రం కర్ణేభి శ్రోణ్యామ దేవా అథర్వవేద శాంతి మంత్ర. యూ విల్ ఫైండ్ ఇట్ ఇన్ ద బిగినింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది గణపతి అథర్వశీర్షం వి చాంట్ ఎవ్రీడే, ఆర్ ఇన్ ద బిగినింగ్ ఆఫ్ ముండకోపనిషత్, ఆర్ ఇన్ ద బిగినింగ్ ఆఫ్ మాండుక్య. ఐ డోంట్ నో ద పేజ్ నెంబర్ మంత్ర కుడుప అండ్ ఫైండ్ ఇట్. 168, పేజ్ 168 ఆన్ మంత్ర కుడుప. భద్రం కణేది శృణుయామదేవా భద్రం పశ్యే మాక్షజత్రా స్థిరైరంగైస్తుష్టుపాగంసూభి వ్యషేమదేవృతాయు స్వస్తి నీంద్రో వృద్ధశ్రవా స్వస్తి న పూషా విశ్వవేదా స్వస్తి నస్తార్క్ష్యో హరిష్టనేమి స్వస్తి నో బృహస్పతిర్దధాతు. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి.
ఓపెన్స్ విత్ ద సెంటెన్స్ భద్రం. భద్రం కర్ణేభి శృణుయామ దేవాః. హే దేవాః సంబోధన. హే దేవాః, all the deities are being paid to. Bhadram shrunuyama, vayam bhadram shrunuyama, may we listen to, whatever we listen may it be only bhadram, auspicious. Bhadram pashyema, whatever we see may it be auspicious. So the prayer is to say, whatever I hear, whatever I see, may it be auspicious. That's the starting point. So let's take a few minutes to explore what is this bhadram. Bhadram. We saw shanno mitraha, sham, bhadram, kalyanam, swasti. All these words have a meaning of auspicious. What is auspicious? One word for another word doesn't make it clear to us. What is it that is auspicious to any of us? What is mangalam? Another word, mangalam. What is it that is that we want? Shreyas, another word. I'm saying one word doesn't, see, it's like, you know, Pratyabhananji always said, ask a person who comes late to class, why did you come late? There only. You know, in Hindi it means another synonym. It became delayed. I got delayed. There kyun ho gayi? Late ho gaya sir. You know, this business of putting one word for another is called Shabdajalam Maharanyam. You just use one word for another, neither word is clear, then it doesn't take us. Why are you delayed? Because I am late. Why am I late? Because I am delayed. That doesn't make us any wiser. So let's understand what is Bhadram for. What is it that propels us to act? Any human being. What is it that compulsively makes us act? Why is it that we just can't be like a cow? You know, if you leave a cow in the meadow, you see these cows, there are so many cows. Do you hear them anytime in a day? You barely hear them. There may be 10 of them, you know, grazing, but you don't hear them. You hear them once in a while. Why? They don't even need to speak to each other. They're happy. They're contented being cows. They don't want to be anything different from cows. Why is it we can't just sit quietly? Quietly in sense, do whatever we're doing, but not be concerned. Why do we have to come to a Vedanta class? Why do we need a spiritual class? Why do we need somebody to take care of us? Why do we need somebody to have goodwill towards us? Why is all this there? There's something that rankles me. Something that makes me unacceptable to myself. We think that the situations are unacceptable. That's our normal thinking. If the situation changes, I'll be okay. This is the whole life story is, I have to make the world a better place for myself. If I can change the world to suit my whims and fancies, I'll be happy. That would work if I knew what my whims and fancies are and if they were fixed. Today, I like something. Tomorrow, I like it. Third day, give me the same thing. I'll say, can I have something different? It's boring. I wanted ice cream badly. You bought me a vanilla ice cream every day for 5 days. Sixth day, I'll say, can I have some different flavor? That's the way the human mind is. We don't even know what we want. Right? Because the reality is what? Our satisfaction, our sense of contentment is not really centered on the objects. And that becomes clear when you see that when I have contentment, that contentment either should be a property of the situation, right? Or it should be inherent in me. There are only two possibilities. Therefore, if the property is inherent in the situation, then that situation should always make me happy. A cup of coffee makes me happy. Wonderful. Now I'm going to wake you up at 2 a.m. in the morning and give you a cup of coffee. And you'll curse me, have your coffee probably and go to bed, but I'll knock again at 2:30 and say coffee one more time. And 3 again I'll give you coffee. What are you going to do about it? Does coffee please you? No. The same coffee which pleases you early in the morning, which some of you would like without sugar but you can't give. Right? That same coffee is not going to make you happy another time. You look at anything. Coffee is a simple example. Look at anything. Does situation make me happy? What pleased me as a child doesn't please me as a teenager. What pleased me as a teenager doesn't please me as an adult. So then, at every situation, I'm trying to find something which may make me relax. That is what we try to do. We look for something which will either distract me from my sense of lack or give me a partial sense of fulfillment which makes me feel comfortable being what I am at that instant. So that is what I would say is Bhadram at one point, at one level. Okay? Bhadi Kalyani. Dhatu is Bhadi Kalyani. What is Kalyana? Kalyana is that which one remembers early in the morning. Literally. So what does one remember early in the morning? Bhagavan. So the idea is that what is it that makes me relax is Mangalam. Okay? Mangalam comes from a dhatu magi. Magi gatav. Moment. Then what is Mangala? That which causes the movement of all duradrishtas away from me. Whatever duradrishta is what? Adrishtam is what? Unseen result of my past action, which is the reason for this entire body, this mind, the situation I find myself in. Among those situations, whatever makes me uncomfortable, makes me squirm, makes me want to run away, those situations, that due to which these go away, the situations go away, is Mangalam. Which means what? Mangalam is that which makes me comfortable being myself. Therefore, anything that makes me feel at home is Mangalam. Now, I think coffee makes me feel at home, to go back to the earlier example. Is it true? It is true at the time when I need a coffee, when I think I need a coffee. But it is not true when I don't need it. So then, ultimately, coffee is not real Parama Mangalam. What is real Mangalam? So we say in our prayer, Mangalanam Nivasaya Srinivasaya Mangalam. The abode of all the Mangalas, all the things which we consider auspicious, which we think are desirable, which we think will make me comfortable. What is the abode of all of them?
that is Srinivasa, that is the Bhagavan, who is the one who makes everything Mangalam. Wherever you find Mangalam, that Mangalyam is given to that Mangal, to that thing by Bhagavan. We also chant Sarva Mangala Mangalye, Sarva Mangala Mangalye Shile Sarvartha Sadhye. What does it mean? Mangalyam means what? Mangalasya Bhava Mangalyam. The quality centered upon what is Mangala, that which makes Mangala Mangala, is called Mangalyam. That Mangalyam, where is it? Where does it reside? What is its source? Because rather than go after some petty thing, you should go after the source. Rather than go after 10 rupees in ATM, if I can rob a bank, that's better for it. I have all the money I want. Rob is just a word here. I'm just saying, if I can hit the very source of money, if I can have Lakshmi at my beck and call, that's what I want. Sarva Mangala Mangalya. For all the Mangalas, the abode of all the Mangalas, the abode of all that makes me comfortable, what is that? Shive. Sarvartha Sadhike. The one who accomplishes all the things for me, anything I desire, artham is whatever I seek. The one who makes the possibility of anything I seek being fulfilled. The very source of fulfillment of what I seek is what? Shive Sarvartha Sadhike. Sharanye. The one who is my refuge for everything. Sharanye. Triyambake. You saw Triyambaka last time. Triyambaka is Shiva. Triyambaka is the Shiva aspect looked in the feminine sense. Triyambake, Devi. The one who is always shining in me as my very presence. Narayani. Naranam ayanam narayanam. The very goal of human beings is Narayana. That expressed in the feminine aspect is Narayani. Namostate. I surrender to you. I need nothing else but you to be happy. If you are remote, then I'll always have to hold you. But you are never away from me. I only recognize that. That recognition is Bhadram. That is real Bhadram. Everything else has derived Bhadram. We get so many different sweets in a sweet shop. You get a burpee, you get a laddu, you get balushari, you get, you know, kheer, you get badam milk, you get so many things in the shop. But what is it that makes them all sweet? What we have is sweet tooth. Right? Even a child, most children, very few I believe, when a kid is born, infant, if you give it sugar, normally it's quite happy. There are a few who are allergic to that also, they don't want it. But in general, we are all sugar freaks. We love sugar. But what is it that makes us love sweets? The sweetness. The sweetness comes from what? That is what is really what matters to us. That sweet taste is what makes us feel good. In the same way, in everything that we seek to make us feel comfortable, what really makes me comfortable is not the situation, not my mind. Because we try to change the situation, or another thing is what? You twist your mind to make it acceptable. So one is called change the situation, another one is changing the karana, changing myself as I take myself. Neither of them is really required. I am comfortable being what I am. That very truth of myself is Bhadram. That is Ishvara. That is Bhadram. So anything I hear should ultimately lead to the ultimate Bhadram, which is Shreyas. Shreyas is that which is not going to change. It is common to all, universal to all. I may seek coffee, you may seek tea. But what are we both seeking? We are both seeking that sense of satisfaction, that sense of contentment. That is Bhadram. That is Ishvara. So now, we come back to verse. Bhadram Karneli Shunyama. Maybe listen to that which is auspicious. Now I am using the word auspicious with all the background. You can understand what is Bhadram. Means whatever makes me comfortable. Bhadram Karneli Shunyama. Now somebody is coming and telling me, did you know this person? You know, he did this, he did that, he's such a pain behind. All this you talk about, what does it do now? Does it make you comfortable or does it make you disturbed?
makes me disturbed. So is that something we have to hear?
No. Bhadram karne vishvamyama.
I should hear what is desirable for me to get my goal, to feel that I am the whole. Everything else is not bhadram. Somebody tells me, hey, you know what, the stock markets are going up today. We have some money to invest, it's a great time. Modi has just come to power and there's some inside information I have. Policy changes are going to come in. If you invest now, worry about this bhadram karne vi, that can't wait. Market will go up. You go and buy right now. Is that bhadram or not? That statement to hear, is it bhadram or not? It is, if I think that money is bhadram. If I think money, security is my source of my problem, the lack of it is the source of my problem, then that is my problem. Examine it a little further. What is my real source? Money is not. What do I need? Oh, I need some pleasures. Alright, run after that. Then what? That also is not my source. Then what? Dharma is going to make me happy. I can't make it here. If I do some lot of punya, I go to heaven, and I believe heaven is a wonderful place to live. No mosquitoes, no heat, always air conditioned. No old age. It's perfect. I pray for that. I work for it. Even that doesn't satisfy. I understand. Then what? Then I come to the real thing, which is real. So I'm saying at every level one can seek what is auspicious to one at that point in time. Nothing wrong. But I'm saying that inquiry keeps me going. So Bhadram Karne Vishwanayama has to be seen in the context of where we are. And as Mukshus, what is Bhadram? That which will make us recognize Ishvara, which means Shravanam. Bhadram Karnevi Shunyama. And in Vyavahara also, may I listen to those things which don't disturb me, which do not take me away from this pursuit, which do not take me away from my ultimate good. That's what I will say. So we will see. In Gita we will see Apaishunam is a value. Apaishunam is complaining about something. Talking about somebody in terms which are not very flattering. So apaishanam is what? Not to talk in that manner. And to listen to that paishanam is equally bad. Because if I give it a ear, if I lend my ear to paishanam, the mind is not going to be relaxed. Because we all have buttons. We all want the world to be different to some extent. I wish you were different. I wish you didn't talk like this. I wish that person was different. So there's already a seed. Listening to such things is equivalent to what? Irrigating that seed. You pour water, it sprouts, it grows, it becomes a tree. So the more and more we feed our ears with things which are going to disturb, the more disturbing it is. So, Bhadram Karne Vishwamyama Deva. May we listen to that which is auspicious, that is Bhadram. Bhadram Pashyema Akshabihi. Bhadram Pashyema. May I see what is auspicious? With what? Akshabihi. With my eyes. Bhadram Pashyema Akshabihi. Who is this prayer to? Yajatraha. Hey Yajatraha. Who is Yajatraha? When you do prayer, Yajanam, then he helps you cross over. Trayate. So if you pray, he helps you cross over. Who is that? Bhagavan, Ishvara. Therefore, He Yatraha, O Devas, Temin Devaha Yatraha Semi. What do I pray for now? Bhadram Pashyema. See, there are certain, the Indriyas are all Pramanas. You happen to be standing here, your eyes are open, you cannot but see what's in front of you. You happen to be coming to the Gurukulam from Coimbatore. There are people over here coming from Coimbatore daily, commuting. You happen to be coming. On the way, your eyes are open. You saw a horrific accident. What choice do you have? There is certain areas there is choice. I can choose to open my eyes to see things that I want to see. I can choose to pay attention to what I want to hear. But then, certain times, I will hear things which I didn't intend to, and I will see things which I didn't want. What can I do about it? It's my prarabdha. I happen to be at the wrong place at the wrong time. How do I avoid that? By a prayer. Bhadram Pashyema Akshabihi Yajatraha. So it works both ways. Things which are not in my hand, let them not happen.
Let me not find myself in situations which are not conducive to my growth. And let me not choose to be in situations which are not conducive to my growth. Both are covered. One is a matter of choice, one is a matter of my past karma, my past choice. Really, it's my choice, my past choice. Not knowing I'm choosing trouble, I choose trouble. By doing actions which are unbecoming.
Tushtuvamsam
means it's a little akara form of tushtuvas. Like a lit akara, it's not lit, it's a form which has the same meaning as lit. So, bringing about happiness means praising someone. Tushtuvamsam, praising. Who do I praise? Who can I praise? If I'm really honest, who can I praise? One who is praiseworthy. Who is praiseworthy? Who is praiseworthy? Whatever I praise, where does the vibhuti belong? Where does the greatness, where does the praiseworthiness really belong? It's only one step away. I have to examine where did that praiseworthiness come from. Oh, this person is so brilliant, you know, you should see him. He's a walking encyclopedia. He has everything inside. So what gave him that memory? Blessed that memory. Where did it come from? So I'm saying, if you go one step further, every vibhuti, every greatness, every glory belongs to Ishvara. So, Tushtuvam Saha. Praising the glories of the only one praiseworthy. Tanuhihi, with this body. With our bodies. Yashema Devahi Tanyadayuhu. Hey Deva, I can take. Hey Deva, Hitam Yadayuhu, Tad Yashema. O Lord, now Deva can be a singular standing for all the devas, all the deities, the each one Ishvara looked at from all aspects. Hey Deva, Deva, Hitam Yadayuhu Tadya Shema. Beyond live life. What is life? Life is living. Spend time. Living. How should one spend time? How should one live? Deva, Hey Deva, Hitam Yadayuhu. Live it in a way which is going to be conducive for Hitam. That which is good for this life. That which takes this life to its destination. What is the destination of life? So we say, Ihachet Avedi. If you know the truth that I am the whole, I am what I am seeking to be. Then what? Yacheda vedit ata satyam asti. For him the truth is here and now. Nached iha vedit. And if you don't recognize this here and now, mahati vinashtihi. The loss is kaloso. Mahati vinashtihi. The loss is limitless. If I lost 100 rupees, my loss is the buying power offered by 100 rupees. If I lost 1,000,000 rupees, my loss is the buying power offered or the opportunity offered by 1,000,000 rupees. A businessman will not take only the buying power. Buying power is a consumer's buddhi, a small fellow. I want to buy something, do I have money for it? A businessman thinks a little bigger. He wants opportunity. He talks of opportunity cost. By being in this class and not investing in the stock market right now, I'm losing an opportunity. That's opportunity. That can again be quantified. Quantifiable loss. What is that loss that we are talking about here? You are either limited, either you gain something in time and space, or you recognize that whatever you are trying to gain is not other than you. The mathematics of finitude and infinitude. What's the difference between them? What is the difference between infinite and finite? Infinite minus billion, trillion, you go on, add as many numbers as you want.
What is the difference between infinity minus a trillion trillions is what? Therefore, when we do not go for this limitless, what is the loss? The loss is infinite. Therefore, Mahati Vinashti. The one who leaves this world without knowing this is a Kripanaha. The one who leaves without this one knowledge, while being blessed with an ability to understand my limitlessness, is a miser. Because he didn't use the capital given to him. The capital is a resource for a businessman. You take the capital, it's a resource. You deploy it to make more. Now you are given the capital with which you can reach or you can recognize the limitlessness of yourself. What do you do with that capital? You put it on some silly things here and there. You went away. You let your life ebb away. What's the loss? What am I then? I am not a person who has used what's given to me. I went away keeping my money without spending it for what I could. It's like a guy who has 1,000 rupees, went out to town, lot of food available, and comes back crying, I'm hungry, because he didn't spend the money to buy one sandwich. That's a Kripanaha. So this Kripanaha is who? The one who leaves this world without recognizing. So what is Hitam? Ultimate Hitam is to live a life which will leave me from step to step. I'm not saying there's no meaning in other seekings. Every seeking has a value. One cannot talk Vedanta to a person who has no meal, next meal. You can't talk Vedanta. Because one has to be relatively satisfied to find a space to look for the next level of satisfaction. But then, one has to keep walking in this path. And at every step, there is Bhadram. Therefore, a Bhakta is Artharthi. Artha. If I am in trouble, I pray. That is Bhadram. Prayer is Bhadram. I pray for security. Artharthi. Bhadram. I pray for dharma. May I have dharma as a purushartha, bhadram. But then, the journey should stop. The bhadram lies in journey continuing until the bhadram of all bhadrams, the mangalyam of all mangalas, is realized. Therefore, devahitam yadayuhu tat yashema. Maybe enter that kind of a lifestyle. Maybe live that kind of a life. Maybe spend our lives in that manner. Therefore, in what manner? Tanuvihi tushtuvamsaha. I'm appreciating the only thing to appreciate it all the time. I see Ishwarani. Now, yesterday there was a question to me. The question was, we do puja. Right? Before we do puja, what we do? One of the steps we do is what? Asma pujanam. Right? How can I do puja to myself and then do a prayer? It looks like there's a dichotomy here. It seems to be that way. True. Because this Vedanta is half cooked, always appears to be really confused. I am Ishvara, why should I pray? If I am Ishvara, why should I pray to anybody? What is the equation? Tat Ishvaraha Tomasi. Why should I pray? Who is the fellow asking this question? Why should I pray? If the fellow has to ask a question, why should I pray? Or who should I pray to? Is there a sense of want or not? A fellow who understands completely, I am always here, will not ask any questions. He will say what? He will say, I am the whole, he'll be done. Whatever he does is an expression of fullness. He will not ask me what would I do. Then what is the meaning of this thing of saying, you know, I invoke Ishvara. Anything we know. Suppose you know this as a book. What is this? A book. What does that tell you? It tells you it is not anything else. When you say this is a book, you are saying this is not a pot, this is not a cat, this is not a mat, this is not a rat. It's a book. Right? What do you take this with? Right now. I don't hit me. Right. This I, how do you make sure that you don't see this as I? This is something you're always aware of. See, I may not be aware of the clock. I may not be aware of the mic. I may not be aware of the fellow sitting in front of me.
I may not be aware of the thoughts going on in my mind necessarily. But is there any time that I am not aware of this immediate body-mind? If you are aware of something, you are aware of this, right? I mean, I'm saying this is one thing which needs the least attention. Right? And what do I take it as? I may not say I am this body. What do I say? I am fat. I am skinny. I am tall. I have high cheekbones. Whatever it might be. The I is associated with this. How do you take it away? You start recognizing this one, which is what? The body. An effect is not different from its cause. Right? So what the pot is not different from clay. This body came from what? Food. The body goes back to what? Food. You may not say food, but it is food. Because we know that later it becomes food. Right? Therefore, the food is what? Came from soil. Soil came from what? Earth. Where did earth come from? The sun. Where did the sun come from? You keep going. Where will you go ultimately? You have to reach the causeless cause. Right? So I'm saying that causeless cause indeed is what is here, because there is no difference between the cause and the effect. There is no distance. Is there any difference between fabric and this angavastram I'm wearing? What is the distance between the fabric and angavastram? None. What is the difference between cotton and this fabric? None. What is the distance between cotton and this angavastram? None. The effect is never away from the cause. Right? So now, when I say this body, if I say prajanane brahma tishtatu pada yoho vishnas tishtatu, pada is like pada, in this pada may it be blessed by Vishnu. What is the definition? This pada, which is the pratishtha, which is what makes this body stand erect, this pada, what is it about? What is it that makes leg a leg? What is it that gives it the ability to support this body? A dead body also has a leg. Make it stand up. Why doesn't the step stand up? Because that which enlivens this body is no longer there. Right. Therefore, when I say prajan, padau vishnu tishtatu, hastayo haras tishtatu, this hand moves. What makes it move? It is not the hand that moves. It is not my will that moves it. What moves you? It's Ishvara Anugraha alone that moves it. It is the blessing alone that moves it. Therefore, what am I doing when I do this business of Atma Pujanam? I am saying, may Vishnu be here, Indra be here, may Vishnu be in my feet. May Vayu Bhagavan be in my entire prana. May Surya be in my eye. In every single organ, we invoke Ishvara. We Ishvarize this body. What does Ishvarizing mean? This body is no longer just a body. This body is no longer me. The body is Ishvara. The more Ishvara, the less fire. Okay? So, that's the idea behind invoking Ishvara. In seeing that this is not what I take it to be, there is more to it than meets the eye. It's not just flesh and blood. It is Ishvara. That's Ishvara. It is flesh and blood, yes. But what makes the flesh and blood flesh and blood? What makes the muscle the muscle? It is the muscle of the muscle. Shrotrasya shrotram. It is the eye of the eye, the ear of the ear, the muscle of the muscle, blood of the blood. That's Ishvara. That's Ishvara. So, such an Ishvara may I keep in mind all the time. May I pray such a Lord. Tanubhihi. Same thought is further repeated. Swastina Indro Vrithashravaha. Swastina Pusha Vishpavedaha. Swastina Starkshyo Arishtanemi. Swastino Krithaspatirtadhatu. Now the word Bhadram is replaced by the word Swasti. Nothing else happened. Save me. Swasti. Swasti naha indro vriddhashravaha. Naha asmaham swasti dadatu. Or rather, better take it as naha is spurti. Naha spurti. For us. Swasti naha Indro. May Indra bestow this mangalam, this swasti upon me. Swasti naha Indro vriddhashravaha. What kind of an Indra? An Indra who is very well acclaimed, who is very famous. Famous where? In Serbia, do you know Indra? No, not necessarily. In Indonesia, do you heard of Indra? No. Famous where? Famous in the Vedas. Well known in the Vedas. Swastinaha Indro Vriddhashravaha. One, Shravas is fame. Who is Shravas? One who is very famous. Vajashravas. One who is famous for Vajam Annam. Shravas means fame. So, the form Shravas in Prathama Vibhakti in singular will be Shravaha. Swastina Indro Vriddhashravaha. So, that Indra, where is Indra? That's why I quoted the Rudram's words. Indro is in my body. He is the one who blesses my arms. He is the one who blesses my ability to move. Swastina Pusha Vishvavedaha. Pushan, Surya, who is considered the Adhishtana Devata of the day. When we live life, what does our life consist of? What does time consist of? Day and night. Whatever you do is either in day or by night. Leave Sandhya out for now. Just for now. Day or night. Therefore, if I want to make sure that I am blessed with auspiciousness all my life, what do I need to pray for? May I be blessed in the day? May I be blessed by night? Is there any other time that I have to be blessed? No. Therefore, swastina pusha vishvaveda. That pushan is Surya Bhagavan. Let my day be blessed. Here we are not seeing it. Elsewhere we will see Varunaha meaning. In another, Channo Mitra Sham Varunaha. That's where it came to my mind. Sorry. Mitra. There, Mitra is the Adhishtana Devata for the day. Varuna is Adhishtana Devata for the night. So here we are saying Usha. Ushan. Surya Bhagavan. What does the Surya Bhagavan do? What makes food? What is food that we eat? Oshadhibhyo annam. It is plants that are food. How are plants food? What makes the plants nourishing? The plants are, as Swamiji says, the only ones which cook their own food. How do they cook their food? With the blessing of Surya Bhagavan. Pushan. That Pushan is, let him give us swasti. May he shine well. May he bless the entire universe. Let him bless me. Swastina Pusha Vishvavedaha. What is the quality? Vishvavedaha. Vishvavesti. If there is one being who is always shining, what is that? Surya. So Surya always knows what's going on. He's Sakshi. He's sitting there, he's knowing. He's not involved. Plant makes food with it, doesn't matter. You go and you dry your clothes in the sun, doesn't matter. Somebody else goes and does the sunbathing on the beach, doesn't matter. He doesn't say, oh, sunbathing is bad. This doing homa is good. Doesn't care. It's Sakshi. It's a Swarupa to illuminate. But he knows everything. Vishvaveda. Swasti nastarkshyo arishtani. Tarkshyaha. Tarkshyaha stands for Garuda. Garuda is the Vahana of Garuda Indonesia. Garuda. So, Garuda, Tarkshya, Arishtani. See, Niyate. What is Niyate Dhatu? Niyate Prapane. Reach, to take, to leave. Nayati, iti Nenihi. The one who leads.
this Nemihi, Arishta Nemihi, Risha Himsayam, that which hurts is Rishi, Rishtaha, that which hurts, that which impedes, Arishtaha, that which is not impeded, Arishta Nemihi, the one whose movement is unimpeded. Garuda, his movement is unimpeded. Garuda, we say, is the Vahana of Vishnu. If Vishnu, suppose I want to call Vishnu, Vishnu, please come. He says, sorry, Garuda is broken down. You know, my vehicle is not there, I can't come. Will it be like that? Does Vishnu depend on Garuda or does Garuda depend on Vishnu? These are all ways of speaking, okay? Garuda is also Ishvara, the one who writes the Garuda is also Ishvara. Our Buddhi is not able to see all that is in Ishvara. Therefore, the Ishvara is everything. A particular form is for meditation. Vishnu coming on the Garuda with Lakshmi on one side, you know, is a fiction. It's not that Vishnu is always sitting on the Garuda and, you know, having Lakshmi on his side. That's not the way it is. But what does Garuda stand for? He is all power. He can take away. That's why Arishta Nemi. He is a movement which is unimpeded. Whatever he wants to achieve, nothing can impede. So, he can lift a huge elephant or he can lift a huge snake, huge serpent. He can lift a huge crocodile and have it for just a fight. That's the size of Garuda. Therefore, Garuda stands for power. So therefore, we are praying to what? We have Ishvara in that form. In the form which is going to be Arishtanini. Is going to take away anything that impedes my proceeding. Therefore, Tarkshaha, Tarkshi, Tarksha is the Triksha Gotrodhava, the Gotra of Garuda, Kashyapa Gotra. That's called Triksha. So, Tarkshaha is just an epithet going by the family name. It's like Dasharathihi, Ramaha, Raghavaha, Ramaha, Raghukulodhavaha, Raghavaha. Same way, Sarkshyaha. So, Sarkshyo Arishtanehi Swastino Brihaspati Tathatu. Finally, Brihaspatihi Naha Swastin Swasti Tathatu. Tathatu. May he place Udhanch Dharana Poshana Yogo. May he nourish. May he support. May he be my very basis. He is the basis. Then why should I say, may he be that? I think I am my own basis. I think I do this, I do that, I am so and so. You want to know my claim to fame? We see this in Kinomansha. This problem is not restricted only to us. We have good company. There is good company. Even Agni, Vayu, etc. think that I do something. So, there was a big battle between Asuras and Dhanavas, the forces of the good and standing for those who are not. Asura and Dhanavas. In that battle, the Asuras lost. Devas won. And when they won, what do you do when you have a victory? What did the world do last week? We celebrated the D-Day landings. Victory. VED, Victory Europe. Basically, we had a victory. World War II, they landed in Normandy beach and then they won the war over Germany. So, that is celebrated this day. We call it Victory Day. We call it D-Day. Why? We like to remember our glories. And what do you do when you want to celebrate that? You throw a party. Okay? You eat, drink, make merry, and not only that, the generals who won the war are called and decorated. From the five-star general. Right? Who won the war? General so-and-so won the war. Nelson won the battle. This is what to think. Who is going to win the war for Pandavas? Arjuna. Look at it that way. Arjuna is going to win the war. He is the one who has got all power. He has got Pashupatastra. He has got Brahmastra. He has got all the missiles he needs. The Asuras and Devas, they had a battle and the Devas won. And when they won, with all the problems behind them, they said, let's celebrate now. So Indra is the head of them. And his good generals are Vayu, Agni, etc. They had a party. In the party, they are honored. And everybody comes and congratulates. Fantastic job. What a war you had. You did so well. How you killed that Dhritarashtra? It was amazing, man. What a wonderful thing. So they are all singing great. The praise of Indra, Agni. And Indra says, yeah. He's happy. Even if he says, no, it's not me. Internally he feels, yeah, it's me. I did it. I did this all. I won this fact. Bhagavan, who is Antaryami, who knows what Indra is thinking. Even though Indra is saying, like, you know, people here, you go and tell somebody, Maharaj, you did all this. Maharaj, Hamara kya hai? Sabto Bhagavan hai. This is what they will say. All this is nothing. I didn't do anything. All this is the grace. Everything is Pooji Swami. I didn't do anything. But if you don't tell him, you're doing very well. He'll be upset. Why? Because he wants to hear that. But when he's told, he doesn't feel comfortable saying, yeah, I did. But he's happy to hear it. But you say what? No, no, it's all good. This is our culture. The culturally, we are all attuned to not claiming anything for ourselves. We want to give the credit to the elders, to Bhagavan, to Guru, to everybody. But deep inside, it is mine. Because you tell him, hey, you tell the army, you win the war. Indra, you never won anything, okay? You were just a puppet being played around. All this was done. Alright? Is that so? Then you go fight the battle. That's what he tell you. If you think they were Bhagavan, go fight. Why should I go and fight? This is the feeling. But Bhagavan recognized this feeling. What did he do? He came around and sat as an unrecognizable form. Yaksha. And these fellows didn't know who it is. They are the victors. They know everybody in the party. And there's one uninvited guest who is compelling. You can't but look at him. You can't but... You cannot kind of, you know, say something in the corner. No. He is center stage. And we don't know who it is. It's very funny now. Somebody will ask, who is he? Indra says, I don't know. Not good. So, hey, you know who that guy is in this party? No, I don't know. Do you know who it is? No, I don't know. Can you find out? Yeah, I'll find out. So, Agni goes. Okay? Agni goes. Why? He is Agragami. He is always one in front. Okay? He goes in front. What does he do? He goes to Yaksha. He wants to ask him, who the heck are you? He wants to ask him. But before he asks, that Yaksha asks him, who the heck are you? Right? Agni should have said what? Should have said, don't you know me? That's what see, when the fellow asks, Agni should recognize there's something big I'm up against. But he recognized that. He in fact said, I am Agni. Gave his name, I am Agni. He didn't stop there. Don't you know me? Don't you know my fame? I am Jatavedaha. My name is Jatavedas. What is that? I am the source of all wealth in this universe. Anywhere there is wealth, it's me. Don't you know me? Me? Of that fame? Yaksha says, oh, okay. I don't know. What's your claim to fame? What's your claim to fame? What can you do which makes you so famous? I don't know the other way. I can burn anything.
Anything?
You can burn anything? Yeah, I can burn anything. Pick up on blade of grass. Burn this blade of grass. Come on. What should he say? Agni. He should say, this is below my dignity. But he is compelled. He can't go away. What does he do? He just looks at it. Blade of grass. Burn. Nothing happened. Looks at it. Stares at it. Still didn't happen. Then he used all his abilities. The tongues of flame are all different tongues, you know, Kali, Karali, Manojava. He has all those tongues, the red flame, the yellow tongue, the blue tongue, crimson tongue, puts all of them. Written in form. And Swami's edition is what? He sat on it. He tried to bake it. He sat on it for 10 minutes. He got up and slowly looked back. Did it change the color? Did it at least become brown? It didn't. What did he do? He quietly went away. Backed his backs. What's the story illustrating? the power to burn that Agni claimed, even as a Devata, as a foremost of Devatas, that power does not belong to him. That power belongs to Bhagavan, who was manifest in form of that Yaksha. So it's not just you and me. All the power, all the glory that is here belongs to that Ishvara alone. We need to recognize. Therefore, we are saying, Mantram Dadatu. So I'm saying, Nimitta Matram Bhava Samya Sachin to Arjuna. I said first, Arjuna wins the battle. But how? Just by being an instrument in the hands of Bhagavan. We are all instruments in the hand of Bhagavan. We should seek to be instruments in the hand of Bhagavan. Because an instrument, what is the speciality of an instrument? What is the difference between Karta and Karana? A Karta is Vatantraha. Okay? He has a will, he can choose to do something. A Karana has to be used by a Karta. A Karana cannot go about doing something by itself. The mic cannot talk by itself. It's an instrument. It can amplify what is given to it, but it cannot produce sound by itself. So, this recognition is Ishwarized. Every Karana, every single thing that I take, every Karaka is Ishwara. That is Ishwarized. So, Ishwarizing should extend to both the world I objectify outside and this world with which the instrument with which I objectify. Swastina Indro Vidhashtavaha, Swastina Pusha Vishvavedaha, Swastina Sarkhya Vataneni, Swastino Brihaspati Dathatu. Who is Brihaspati? Brihaspati is the guru of the devas. Brihaspati sometimes is used synonymously with Dakshina. He is the Lord and he is the Guru. He is the one who blesses us with knowledge. So, Swastinaha Brihaspati Dadhatu. May he bless me. May he nourish me. That's why I said Dhanj Dharana Poshana Yogu. May he bless me. May he nourish me with what? Madram Swasti. The whole prayer is seeking blessings which will bless me all the way in my pursuit, beginning with what? Artha, Kama, Dhamma, and finally Moksha. Not stopping. That's the great. Let's chant once again together.
Madram Karni Vishramuyama Devaha Madram Pashye Makshadiryaktaha Sirayangai Sushtuvahum Sastanubhi Vyashema Devahi Tanyarayu Swastina Indro Vridhashravaha Swastina Pusha Vishvavedaha Swastina Starkshu Harishtanemi Swastino Vridhaspatir Dadhatu Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.